The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
We love it. Oh, yeah. Good day, toads and pinkettes. Welcome. It is Monday, June 3rd, 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. And we're kind of in a time warp here for this. We're re-recording an introduction to the show that we had earlier today from beautiful Arrowhead Studios in Lakewood, Colorado. We're doing remote studio for the first time, and we've got the Roll of Tide Studios back in Portland. We got Brian the Red back there on the line. Brian, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, Russ. How's everybody doing out there?
We're doing great, and I just wanted everyone to know that Brian's doing a hell of a job. I tell you, jumping on behind the seat by yourself in a new studio location is not easy, so thank you for pulling that off.
Hey, I do what I can to bring the show to the fans. So
that's right. Now, we did have one glitch in our testing, and that was we didn't get a recording of our show today. But we're going to play for you all the videos that we played on today's show, specifically the video of going to Hunter S. Thompson's house, Owl Farm. And I got an opportunity to jam there. It's one of the best days of my life. And Brian, you had a great time there, too. I saw that you got the chance to talk to Anita Thompson, Hunter's widow, and I was wondering if you could talk about that a little.
Oh, it was just, it was amazing. I really didn't believe what was happening when it was happening. And I was so privileged to be there at Owl Farm. And I got a lot of really good pictures that we'll be bringing you over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, it was just really an honor for me to be walking on those, you know, as someone put it last week, hallowed ground, you know. So
it was an amazing time, a great cookout. Like I said, we're going to be bringing you that video later on this show. We're kind of re-recording a little mini show here for the folks that are watching on replays, because we wanted to make sure you did get a chance to see that that video from Hunter Thompson's place. Also, we've got pictures from Hunter Thompson's, including Brian got exclusive access to some pictures on the inside. And check that out at 420radio.org. It's available only to our VIP members, bronze or better. So only VIP members can see those photos. But Brian took some really good photos. You want to check that out, especially inside Hunter's house, which has been left pretty much in the same condition it was as of the day of his death. So it's almost like a museum when you go in there. Brian, when you were in there taking photos, what were some of the things that you found most interesting?
Oh, just the little artifacts and minutia. Like you said, it's kind of like a little museum in there. Things perfectly preserved, and you immediately start recognizing the items that were a part of his life and in existence. And it's really, like I said, it's still overwhelming. I'm not quite sure I've fully accepted what happened this weekend yet.
I know, it's really amazing. Plus, all this week we'll be bringing you video from the Aspen Legal Seminar. And coming up in hour two, we're going to show the video from Aaron Romano. He's an attorney from Bloomfield, Connecticut. Gives you all the science and information on cell phone tracking, how they try to pin people down by what cell phone tower their phone bounced off of. He's got all the science to kind of show how that's not really very exact, kind of junk science, and to help keep people out of jail that are being accused under that evidence. Unfortunately, our talk with Dr. Mitch Earlywine didn't get recorded, so no Dr. Mitch today. If you didn't realize, Dr. Mitch is now moving to Mondays on this network, so he'll be joining us every Monday. We missed today's episode, unfortunately, because we talked a lot about a lot of studies that had come out. My apologies to Dr. Mitch for not getting that recorded. So we will just we're going to go on to we'll close out here. We got a couple of ads we've got to play, and also want to welcome Sensi Seeds on as a sponsor of the show out of Holland. Thank you, Sensi Seeds. We'll go to break here. We got a couple of ads to play, and then the Hunter S. Thompson video is next. Stick around. It's the Russ Belville Show.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect, and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215. Or on the web at www.
All right, we're on the bus on the way to Owl Farm. We're passing Woody Creek and the Woody Creek Tavern. We'll see if we can get a shot of that.
That's where Hunter Thompson hung out, of course, had his own private table.
We're here on the Gantt shuttle with a whole crew of superstar, what was it, superheroes?
Super hot.
Super sexy superhero, something like that. So, well, we're on the way to Hunter's house. There'll be don't be surprised if you see a shot up keg, some shotgun shells on the ground, copious amounts of alcohol and herbal remedies. Gonna have a good time. So we'll see you there.
Welcome to Owl Farm. We used to have shots, but we're waiting for refills. But go ahead, there's drinks up on the counter. There's food happening. Just go on in.
Fantastic, I love you.
Okay, guys, they've given the okay. They have,
okay. Welcome, everyone. Thank you.
Have to have the name on.
How are you?
You're well.
Hello. Trying to run a tight ship.
Fair enough.
Sure, no, I'm sure this is going to be.
That was delicious.
What do we have here?
Tequila, welcome.
Tequila. Fantastic. This is what we'll be jamming, and I like what we've got for a stand here. It's one of the kegs that Hunter shot up, as he was wont to do. So, nice little flavor going on there.
recognize is that we're very good friends.
Sorry, Hunter.
It's all right. Excuse me.
Oh, that's tonic. Oh, that's club soda.
Sorry to be bossy.
No.
From the ancient gallery, and then he walked on down the hall. Yeah. Feeling good, everybody? Are we feeling all right? Singing with 25% less oxygen. And perhaps that's not the right lyric. I gotta check in the ancient gallery here. Oh, I see. I got it. All right, let's try this. This might work better. I woke up this morning and I smoked myself a bowl. Good try. Crowd. Well, the good is outside, and the end is always here.
San Francisco. That's right, everyone. The High Times Medical Cannabis Cup is returning to the Bay on June 22nd and 23rd. Come to the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond, California for a High Times celebration of the best weed in the world. Meet the top cannabis businesses of the Golden State. Hear experts discuss indoor and outdoor growing. Find out about cannabis cuisine. Learn about the exciting new world of concentrates. Enjoy a massive medication area reserved for California medical marijuana patients only. And don't forget our swinging Saturday night concert when the stars come out. But as everybody knows, it's all about the cannabis. On Sunday night, we present the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup Awards for Best Sativa, Best Indica, Best Hybrid, Best Concentrate, Best Edibles, and more. Plus, we honor a living legend of the modern cannabis movement, San Francisco's own Dennis Perrone. That's June 22nd and 23rd at the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond, California. Go to MedCanCup.com for details. Be part of the growing cannabis community.
Oh, that's all the time we've got here in this special edition of the Russ Belville Show from Lakewood, Colorado. Lakewood, Colorado. Excuse me. So many places to go. Hey, we're going to be back tomorrow with another live show from Grey Wolf's house, Rolla Gray Studios. Coming up next, you're going to get to see Aaron Romano on Cell Phone Tracking Technology. And then at 8 o'clock Pacific, we got another edition of the new Viper Hour. We're going to watch Slaves of Bondage. Ooh, this will be a good one. 1936. So thanks for joining us. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it.